be healed, be delivered, and be made whole in Jesus' name. If you care to write to me, please do so at Victory Temple, P.O. Box 341, Colfax, Louisiana 71417. If you care to email me, please do so at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or if you need directions to our church services, please call us at 318-627-2992. May God bless you, be healed, be delivered, and be made whole.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. Look at verse number 10. Ephesians 6:10 says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Now here, if we go back to verse number 10, we see these first words, "finally." That means that Paul is coming to a conclusion, or he's coming to the end of his message to the Ephesus church. Mm-hmm. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." Well, you know, when somebody says "finally," that means that they said some other stuff before that. What did Paul say in chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, and chapter 5? If we summarize what Paul said, he pretty much described and told us about our wealth as a believer, or you could say our inheritance. As a child of God, it's just like when you're born into a family, you become an heir of everything your parents got. So when you become a child of God and you rededicate your life like this young lady did today, all right, everything that Jesus has provided for us through his death, burial, and resurrection is part of your wealth. If you read chapter 1 and chapter 2, you'll see nothing but wealth scriptures. "He have blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places." That's chapter 1, verse number 3. And then Ephesians 2:8 says, for you are saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So we see that. We see here that salvation is made to anybody that will believe. And we know that salvation is not something we produce. It's something that God does for us. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2 says that we were dead in trespasses and sins, but now we have been made alive together with Christ. So I ain't who I used to be anymore. This is part of my wealth, that I am seated with him in heavenly places. Amen. Positionally, I'm with Christ right at the right hand of God. Hallelujah. God raised us up together with him. I didn't deserve that. My Lord. I'm seated with Jesus at the right hand of God. I'm seated with him. He said it. He said we're seated with him in heavenly places. So God has so honored us because of his great love for us. In fact, the scripture says that God so loved us, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And the Bible says that God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we was dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. So that's part of your wealth right there. Amen. Praise God. I ain't who I used to be. I'm a different man. And I'm constantly being transformed into the image of Christ. The more I live by the word, the more I look like Jesus. Do you realize that? The more you act on the word, the more you incorporate the word into your life, the more you're going to look just like him. You're going to have his thoughts. You'll have his ideals. You'll have his purpose. He have you doing just what Jesus did. Didn't Jesus say we would do the works that he did, and even greater works than these shall you do? Yeah, because we got his name. We've been authorized to use his name. Amen. We've been authorized to receive whatever it is we need from the Father. That's a part of our wealth as a believer. I can get anything God got because it's already mine. Hallelujah. How many of y'all heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ? That means you're part owner of everything he got. Hallelujah. Now, Ephesians 1 talks about your wealth. Ephesians 2 talks about your wealth. Ephesians chapter 3 talks about your wealth, being filled with the fullness of God. Hallelujah. Being rooted and grounded in love. But 4 and 5, they start talking about your walk, your conduct, how to live your life. So the book of Ephesians gives you your wealth, your walk, and now Paul say, finally, now he's going to tell you about your warfare. Yeah. You see, a lot of people think, well, I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places. I ain't got to worry about the devil no more. No, that ain't true. Because Paul said you got a warfare. Oh. Yeah, you've been seated with him in heavenly places. Yeah, you've been blessed with every spiritual blessing, but you still have an adversary. And he's given us the tools and the weapons that we need to deal with him effectively, to undo what he's doing, to take a stand against him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody say, I'm armored up, in the armor of God. All right. Now let's look at what he says. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. That means not being strong in yourself. Everybody say, I'm strong in the Lord. It means the Lord is my strength. Say it. Say, I'm being strengthened by him. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So if he strengthens me, then I have strength. And when he say, be strong in the Lord, that's something you can do. He wouldn't ask you to do something you're not able to do. So if he said, be strong in the Lord, then you can be strong in the Lord. Then he said, now be strong in the Lord and in the power. The word power there is the Greek word kratos. And it means manifested power, manifested strength, manifested might, manifested energy. It is the power to move things. It's the power to make things happen.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Who is Jesus Christ to you?
He is the Lord of my life.